Zhou slams ADL for accepting Ilhan Omar's non-apology for anti-Semitic rhetoric. By Joel B. Polak on January 28, 2019. Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, officials criticized anti-defamation leak. ADL, CEO Jonathan Greenblatt for accepting an apology by Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, for past anti-Semitic rhetoric, when Omar did not, in fact, apologize. Omar, who is one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress, tweeted in 2012, in the midst of conflict between Israel and Palestinian terrorists in Gaza, "Israel has hypnotized the world, may Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Israel has hypnotized the world, may Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, November 16, 2012. Her tweet has been criticized, especially since her arrival on the national political scene, for evoking classic anti-Semitic themes of Jewish control. It remains live as of this writing. Earlier this month, when CNN's Christiane Amanpour asked Omar about the comment, Omar defended it, saying, "Watching TV and really feeling as if no other life was being impacted in this war. And that really, those unfortunate words were the only words I could think about expressing at that moment." The next day, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, appointed Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee, despite that and other comments. The New York Times' Barry Weiss then took Omar to task in an op-ed essay titled, "Ilhan Omar and the Myth of Jewish Hypnosis," adding that Omar's words were a conspiracy theory with ancient roots and a bloody history. Omar then took to Twitter to acknowledge that her words were offensive, and claimed not to have known that until her CNN interview. "Hi at Barry Weiss. You are correct when you say. Perhaps Ms. Omar is sincerely befuddled and not simply deflecting. In all sincerity, it was after my CNN interview that I heard from Jewish orgs that my use of the word hypnotize and the ugly sentiment it holds was offensive. pic.twitter.com/xpskascgw. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. That is what the ADL's Greenblatt referred to as an honest apology. Hats off to at Barry Weiss for her op-ed on why the Jewish community was disturbed by a Ilhan MN 2012 tweet evoking old anti-Semitic trope. And hats off to Rep. Omar for her honest apology and commitment to a more just world. Open and respectful conversations will help us achieve this goal. Jonathan Greenblatt, at Greenblatt Handle, January 22, 2019. Hi at Barry Weiss. You are correct when you say. Perhaps Ms. Omar is sincerely befuddled and not simply deflecting. In all sincerity, it was after my CNN interview that I heard from Jewish orgs that my use of the word hypnotize and the ugly sentiment it holds was offensive. pic.twitter.com/xpskascgw. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. That statement came in the context of the Gaza war. It's now apparent to me that I spent lots of energy putting my 2012 tweet in context and little energy is disavowing the anti-Semitic trope I unknowingly used, which is unfortunate and offensive. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. With that said, it is important to distinguish between criticizing a military action by a government and attacking a particular people of faith. I will not shy away of criticism of any government when I see injustice, whether it be Saudi Arabia, Somalia, even our own government. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. As a survivor of war, the acts of war, justified or not, will always be acts of evil to me. Like hashtag MLK90, I unapologetically believe mankind must put an end to war or war will put an end to mankind. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. It is important that when you see oppression taking place, when you see our values being attacked as humans, you stand up, and it doesn't matter who the inhabitants of that particular region might be. Whether it is your father, your brother or your sister, you speak up. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. There are many narratives of who and what I am, designed to demonize and vilify me. It's been building since my early days as an organizer. A concussion didn't deter me and smears certainly won't. I fought for my seat at the table and will use it to fight a more peaceful world. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, January 22, 2019. In response, ZOA officials, including ZOA President Morten Klein, pointed out that Omar had not apologized. Last week, Omar backed the socialist regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, opposing what she called a U.S.-backed coup to install a far-right opposition. The opposition leader, Juan Guaido, is also a socialist. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.